good morning and happy Monday. How's it going, Tony?
Well, it's Monday.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah. Okay. My weekend was a whirlwind.
So a busy one?
Yeah. Down to the Twin Cities, back. Oh. Bloody Bash yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. I had a pretty calm weekend, generally. Calm before the storm, because I got like 3 or 4 weekends full of craziness ahead of me. So it's one of those, like, all right, I finally get a weekend just to
not do anything.
I did a bunch of projects around the house.
That's fair.
It was, you know, time to catch up on that kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know, so I'm not running everywhere.
That's fair.
One of those weekends.
Well, we're sliding into the middle part of August, and we're going to do so with, news of an international super comedian that's going to be coming to Minnesota.
Yes, I look forward to the show.
You share something in common,
We're almost brothers.
Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about that. Plus, Nick's nonsense. You're probably going to have some fun with the culprit.
Gosh, I just looked at this.
The culprit in this.
I'll have more fun with the person reading the story than the actual culprit.
Of course.
And how you refer to said culprit.
Of course. I'm not going to do anything wrong. You're the one who's going to be doing it wrong.
Already started. Here we go.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, you'll have to wait until a little bit later on this hour.
Yeah.
That's Nick's nonsense. Coming up here in a little bit, though, we're going to play a song in 60. Pick it a fight on him. I'm feeling feisty this morning. Let's go.
Here we go.
Nick's song in 60, is coming up here a little bit, and I've got a song that you'll be able to guess along to coming up here in a matter of minutes.
Guess I'm going to need an early cup of coffee today to get this one going.
Better fire it up there, Tony.
Okay.
Sip away. Sabrina Carpenter now here on Mix It Away. Good morning.
What
do you say we play Song in 60 this morning?
Okay, I'm ready to go.
All right, so here's the deal. I'm going to throw some hints at you and Tony about the acts and the song that I have in my mind this morning. You get to guess along, see if you can beat Tony to the correct answer, and you have a minute to do so. Tony, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready to rock.
Here we go. Song in 60. It's going right now. All right. A musician associated with Jay-Z.
Beyonce.
Not Beyonce. It is a female musician associated with Jay-Z.
Rihanna.
It is Rihanna. Very nice. All right. So now on to the song part of it. Okay. What's that?
Or Re.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So if you are not pleasant, you might be...
unwell.
No. You're not a Matchbox 20. Yeah. You're not kind. You're...
mean.
If you're mean, you might be...
cruel.
You say something unnice to someone, you're being...
a-hole.
Well, that too. You close a door and someone right as they're trying to walk through it, you're being
shut,
a jerk. What's another word for being
a
jerk?
Jerk. Well, I've got a bunch of them, but I can't say.
Radio
I'm
friendly.
Jerk.
There's the time. It is rude is the word I was looking for. Rude boy is the song. Sorry, Tony.
Man.
We've been hitting out of the park though the last, you know.
You should have did like sounds like food.
I should have done that. I'll keep that in mind next time.
Food boy.
Food boy. Gross. Alright, your song is sick. Mix, what a way morning brew, good morning and happy Monday. And a huge name in the comedy world coming to Minnesota. Somebody that Tony has something in common with.
Yeah, we're both really short.
No, I'm not
very short.
No, you're not.
We have the same last name. I love a celebrity that I share names with. So there's, I'm trying to think of a famous Tony. I can't think of one off the top of my head. But then Kevin Hart.
Yes.
I like him because we share last names.
Well, he's also a really funny guy, too. So
he's incredibly talented, really funny. He's great in movies. I mean, he's one of the top earners in the entertainment business. A guy's always working.
Oh, always.
And he's not afraid to take money from commercials, movies, comedy shows, TV shows, whatever.
Good for him.
Give him the money.
Good for him. Well, he deserves it. He's working hard. He's talented.
That's right.
So it was announced last week that he's got a show. The tickets went on sale for last Friday. The Acting My Age Tour, which is his 9th tour.
Mm.
It was announced for a smaller venue, the Armory.
This is a great venue for him. The Armory is a medium-sized venue.
Sure.
So you can really get to see him because he's kind of tiny. So if you get him in something like the XL Center, it might be kind of hard to see him.
Yeah, get those faraway seats.
Yeah, but you'll get a chance to really, you know, see him and his energy.
Yeah.
Get probably a chance to interact with the audience a little bit. That's cool.
So it is at the Armory, February 21st.
It is.
A couple things about the show. First one, if you're hoping to go to the show.
Yeah, tickets are very, very, very limited at this point, if not completely sold out.
The last I looked, I know we were talking about this on Friday when we were kind of getting things ready, and most of the tickets sold out by Friday morning late.
There is a good majority of the tickets that sold out, and they're not cheap tickets either for an Armory show.
Yeah,
you're gonna pay quite a bit, anywhere from $500 to over $1,000 for like a floor ticket. So
dang,
it's not cheap.
So one of the other things that's interesting about this is, and we've talked about this a little bit before, this show, if you did end up getting tickets for it, or maybe throw a bunch of money at getting some secondhand tickets, because I'm sure someone will hit the secondhand market.
Yeah.
It is a no phone show. So a lot of musicians are starting to embrace this more. A lot of comedians are doing this.
Tons of comedians. Most of the big working comedians do this now.
Yeah, like Dave Chappelle is a big name. I know that when he brought his tour here last time, did the same thing. The concept behind this, it's a little weird because I know a lot of people are a little bit hesitant to not be able to have, like, I can't grab my phone.
Right.
But you get to keep your devices on you. They partnered up with this company called Yonder, which I wrote a story about for Dave Chappelle's tour when it came to Minnesota. You get to keep it. You put it in like a smart pouch that gets locked up. So you get to keep it on you. You just can't use your device. You got to go out to an area that's designated for phone use.
Oh, gotcha.
And so you have somebody unlock it, and then you can, you know, call the babysitter and say, hey, be home at such and such a time, or how's the kiddo doing? And then you get back in, watch a show. So I'd say if you want information about getting tickets, go to our website, but really there's no real tickets to go
I mean,
check.
There might be some, there might not be, okay. You know, it was the website over the weekend when I was checking just out of curiosity for tickets was kind of crazy. So anyways.
But I mean, a venue like that, like you said, a medium-ish size venue, I'm not surprised that tickets sold that quickly for it. So
I think he sold out the Target Center recently or XL Center not too long ago. So,
but it'd be fun if you got tickets, enjoy the show
for sure.
All right, coming up here next, Nonsense, and Tony will probably have some fun with an element of the story that's not related to the story.
I'm just gonna keep my mom. My mom said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all.
We'll see how that goes. Okay. Good morning, happy Monday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Monday. Nick's Nonsense. We head to Massachusetts where somebody had their wallet stolen.
Okay.
Which is not a good situation.
No, but it happens, right?
It does. It happens. The culprit, however, not a person.
Oh, like a raccoon or something, or a squirrel. Squirrel did it.
Good guesses. No. Not the case. A winged thief.
A wing thief. Oh, God. Here we go.
A gull.
So you're saying a seagull grabbed.
No. The story uses the word seagull, but it's just a gull.
This story is wrong.
Yes. Point out here that little go. Inaccuracy.
Here we go.
So the gull stole this person's wallet outside of a grocery store.
The seagull stole gull. The wallet. I'm just translating for everybody so they know what you're trying to say.
The store is on a small island off the coast of Massachusetts. A mm-hmm. social media post from the individual who was the victim of this theft asked the public to help him find his billfold, as well as offering a reward for its return.
Billfold, too. That's
yeah.
That word should...
You don't hear that word a ton anymore.
It should rip with seagull, you know, or gull anyways.
Wow. So the post said, I'm reading the post verbatim. This hurts me to say. A seagull stole my wallet from the cart in a Stop and Shop last.
See the cringing look on his face, and he had to say seagull.
That was tough to say. So he had the wallet, the billfold, in his cart. I don't know why you'd do that, but he did. It was last seen, again, in the area. If you find it, you can keep the cash in there. I just want my cards and license returned.
Yeah, that's nice.
So apparently there's like $100 in the wallet. He's that's yours.
That's yours. Just keeping my other
stuff
back.
I want the other stuff back.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Those seagulls will snatch anything. If it even remotely looks like something that they could shove in their mouth and eat.
Yeah.
They will try to shove it in their mouth and eat it.
They will. So apparently maybe the billfold looked like a sandwich or something. I don't know.
Could, yeah. It doesn't matter. I just, anything that falls, like, it's almost like anything that falls on the ground, they're like, and then they're like laser target right to it.
Yes.
And then they go in for a, we were at the beach. We were at the beach swimming in the water, and there was a goldfish cracker that we had just floating in the water, and goldfish crackers aren't
tiny,
that big.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Yep.
That seagull.
Gull.
Seagull in the air. Knew that thing was there and kept circling and circling and waiting for us to either move away or for me to put the squirt gun down because I kept shooting at it every time you make a run at it.
That's funny.
But that seagull saw that little cracker.
Gull.
From 50 feet in the air and knew it was there. It was trying to get that little cracker, and it expended more energy trying to get that cracker than the cracker would return to it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, but at the same time, like, okay, so you're a gull, right? What are you doing with your day?
You're looking just for being things a seagull. To eat. That's all you're being.
You're looking for things to eat. So you're just living gull life.
Seagull life. That's right.
So you're going to make a game out of getting this food. You see a cracker floating in the water.
No, you're not wrong. There's not a lot to entertain seagulls, so.
You know?
Especially what else they got to do?
If you're at the beach, you're not all that far from like Canal Park where people are throwing food at you all the time, which you should not do. God, the DNR recommends against that.
Don't feed the seagulls.
Don't feed the gulls. They should put more signs up about that. Mm. But people
maybe they're using the wrong terminology. Maybe if they changed it, maybe if they had you do the signs, Nick,
that would help.
People
are confused. They go, seagulls. Like, what are those?
Seagulls. There's
what
no
are seagulls.
Where's
there's
the
no
sea?
Such thing.
There's no sea around here.
Exactly. Okay.
It's a direct quote from this one right here.
You're welcome.
There's no sea around here.
Do you see a sea around here? No. None.
Here we go. I'm going to get him going.
This, in case you don't know the backstory about this, we've gotten into this a couple times.
I think they figured it out. I think they figured it out by
now. Somebody in my youth shared that with me one time, and stuck with me.
This is the one odd mountain that Nick will die on.
It is
the Seagull Gull.
Everybody's got to have one, and it's everybody's got to have some quirky character elements.
Always correct.
This is one of mine.
Always correct.
Coming up, we're going to see what's trending at the top. Good morning and happy Monday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Good morning and happy Monday. It's 7:05 and 60 degrees. Looking for a high today around 80. Could see some afternoon pop-up showers and storms that carry into the evening. Tomorrow, sunny 81. We're going to see temperatures for daytime highs really through the week this week, upper 70s and lower 80s until we get to the end of the week. We'll still be in the 70s, but just a little cooler, cooler side of the 70s.
Oh.
So, summer-like week this week.
I like that.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Department of Transportation has announced that I-35 single-lane closures will occur in both directions between 27th Avenue West and Garfield Avenue this Wednesday. So pay attention.
Uh-oh.
7 a.m. till 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
The Blatnik Bridge will be completely closed from 6 a.m. Thursday, August 15th, through 6 a.m. Friday, August 16th. So basically, I was going to say overnight, but it's going to be a day.
Yeah.
24-hour span.
Yeah, yeah.
24-hour span. This closure is necessary to complete the final bypass connections, providing direct access.
Okay.
To and from northbound and southbound I-35. So once this stretch is done, we should have some better flowing traffic
okay.
in that area.
So one day of pain for better gain.
That's right, brother.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah. Well, August 14th, 15th, and it'll be down to 60. So a couple days. A
couple days of pain.
Depending
right.
on where you got to drive. But right. you want more details, you can hit up the Mix 108 app or go to mix108.com. But there is kind of a light at the end of the tunnel at the Exchange Project.
Until they start building the new bridge.
Well, there is that.
Which is in this year, don't worry.
Then we're just flushing it all back down the toilet
exactly.
again.
Exactly. So if you did not hear the news, Duluth's football team, the arena football team, the Duluth Harbor Monsters, they won the championship game on Saturday night.
No riots in downtown afterwards.
The champions.
No riots after the championship.
I haven't heard if there's a parade or not. But
can we do a championship parade?
We should.
I didn't even think about that. Like, what the hell? Right down Superior Street.
Absolutely.
We got to do a championship parade.
Can we get Canal Park, Superior Street?
We get like a truck and go like Jeff Foster's down here. They got big trucks.
Yeah.
You know, here's the problem. The players have already probably flown back to their
hometowns.
They're probably already gone.
Come on here. No, come on.
And ain't nobody got the money to fly them back.
No, come on now.
Oh, I bet. I'm sure they left on a Sunday flight.
You don't think they're going to hang around?
No. Why would they? Well, they've been living in a hotel for 3 or 4 months, so they probably want to get home. So they're, I don't know. Okay, well,
we'll see.
We got minimal time to throw a parade together.
Okay.
Well, we at least know Coach Tony's in town.
This is true.
So we can put Coach Tony in a convertible car.
Yeah.
And just drive him down Superior Street
Perfect.
And get the crowd going.
Ticker tape parade. Be beautiful. Yellow and blue ticker tape.
I love it.
All right.
Well, congratulations to them. That's amazing. That's a lot of fun. We've renamed Duluth Titletown now.
Titletown.
Well, we probably got to win one more, right?
Yeah, one's nice. Two, that cements the, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll hold off on the Titletown reservation, but I totally didn't even think about the parade. Why didn't we do anything?
Come on, man.
I'm upset about
that. You had one job you didn't know you had to do. So it's okay. I'll forgive you, Tony.
Dang it.
It's all right. All right. So who has it easiest? Youngest kid, oldest kid, one of the middle kids, only kids? Who has the toughest?
The only kid's got it the easiest.
What are your thoughts on that? Where you fall in the order? Who had it toughest? Who had it easiest? Let us know. We'll fire up that conversation here in a little while. It's music from Teddy Swims down here at Mix It Away. Good morning. Monday. It's Nick Cooper and Tony Hart, and it's Apparently, Middle Child Day today.
Yep, today we celebrate the middle child, the one that's left behind, the one that nobody remembers in the family.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I have no perspective on this because I have no siblings. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the middle child doesn't really actually feel that way. 7402 mix. Yeah, maybe they thoughts? Do.
So I'm one of three, the oldest of three.
You're the first born. No, yeah. You're the first born out of three.
Yep. And we're all pretty close in age because you had mentioned this when we had been previously talking about this. Like, there's a lot of time span between one and another. That kind of resets the clock a little bit.
Yeah, if you're having them rapid fire, boom, 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 boom.
Right.
I wonder if it has much of an effect as if you have one, like, have a baby, like, once every, like, maybe they're spaced out 5 years or something like right. that. Does that have a bigger difference? I assume it probably does.
You think so?
Might. 7402-MIX is our phone number, or you can use the Mix 108 app if you're sitting there with your sibling and talk about this and send us an audio message. We'd love to hear about the dynamics in your family.
Well, so I'd also, if you're with your kids, want to get their take. You know,
what do you think your siblings think about you as the baby?
Well, the baby be the youngest one. Of the bunch.
I mean, baby being the firstborn, like you were the original baby, the original like. You're not the baby currently, I guess. Maybe your siblings would say you are. I don't know.
I would say so. There's a lot of stereotypes about oldest, middle, youngest kids in terms of like just how parents treat them, personality. Sure. I think a lot of those things, not knowing all the fine details, I think a lot of those things kind of play out. Like, I know my brother got away with more stuff because it seems like my parents are just like, whatever, fine, you know. Not to say they were burnt out by the end, you know, but...
So you have a sister, right?
Yeah.
And she's in the middle?
So sister's in the middle, brother's the youngest.
Well, I wonder if that plays a little dynamic too, right? Like,
right. Because she was the middle kid, but also the only girl.
Yeah, exactly.
So
a real good comparison is you and your younger brother, because that's like the ultimate...
Exactly.
Firstborn, lastborn.
So you think he got
away with a lot more than you did.
Yeah. I would not to say he was a troublemaker, but I feel like there was more that he would or could get away with.
Was there ever times where he wouldn't get in trouble for something? You'd be like, remember like 4 years ago when you guys like grounded me in my room for whatever?
Yeah.
So there was
plenty of that. And I had no problem being like, hey, remember when?
That's not surprising. You're like breaking out your next arrest here. Back in
litigating the case against my brother. You know, based on statute here, he should be getting this.
And middle sister, she was just sitting there, just being like, she was probably just, laying low while you two were going at it, right?
Yeah. So
that's what I would do if I was the middle, like only sister.
For sure. So another thing she had going for her is,
did she ever instigate between you two?
A little bit here and there. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel a middle one could be a good instigator.
Sure. No, she didn't do a ton of that, but a little bit.
Play the youngest off the oldest and just kind of skirt by, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Right. No, my brother would do a little bit of that where he'd try to fire the other two of us up a little bit, though.
Okay, sure.
You know.
Okay.
See what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever get your parents to be like, well, okay, Nick, you're right. We did treat you different then, and so we're going to give him a harsher punishment.
No.
Dude.
Wow. That's amazing. We got the dudes walking by down Superior Street. The dude with the headset to talk to people like in a call center.
Sorry, I had to get a quick snap of that.
That's amazing. Quick sidetrack
there.
Yeah. Wow. That was fantastic. Worth the pause, even though you can't probably see what we're talking about. It's happening now. I promise. So like I said, my little brother would try to stir things up a little bit once in a while between, you know, to get the other two of us going.
Yeah.
My sister could always retreat to her room while my brother and I shared a room.
So if we
needed to get away, we had to like go outside or like go somewhere else.
Yes. That's an interesting dynamic too. So, probably rooms.
Yeah.
The oldest probably got So, like, if you grew up in a house with two or three rooms, maybe the oldest maybe just kind of defaulted and got a room because they were the first.
Sure.
And not then, in this case. Not in your case, I guess. Once the younger. So you did have a room.
Well, so we moved.
And then the younger brother came around and they're like, oh, well, he's going to have to live with you.
We moved where we live or where they still live, actually, when I was four. So that dynamic was kind of set after everybody was around.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Yeah. So,
well, at least you didn't get, you know, you didn't get used to your own room.
Yeah, exactly. It was that dynamic was kind of set just from the start.
And then all of a sudden they moved in some bunk beds and you're like,
what is going on here?
Well, we got some news for you, Nicholas.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But like all told, you know, good stuff. But a lot of those little things, like I said, I feel like there was a higher expectation in terms of like, different stuff for me versus my brother who got away with more. My sister was just kind of in the middle, you know.
Floating along.
Exactly.
7402 Mix is our phone number. Looking forward to your calls this morning to talk about what your feelings are about being the only middle, first, last, middle child. What that dynamic is like for you. Is there some extremes in your family?
Was it different for you? Like, was there something reversed in some way because of who knows what?
Right.
Yeah.
And 7402 Mix is our phone number. Give us a call. We'd love to chat with you. Coming up next, I'm Mix 108. Good morning.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Monday. Today is, as Tony informs me, Middle Child Day. I should text my sister and let her know, hey, happy Middle Child Day.
You should. And see what response you get.
I feel like she'd be like, thanks, ?
Like, yeah. And let me ask you, is there a difference in relationship between like the, I know it's probably different with every family, but like the oldest. Do you think the oldest gets along with the youngest better than the middle, or is it maybe it doesn't really?
I don't know. Like in my experience, I think it's more kind of like
maybe the boys get along.
Yeah,
better.
The boys versus the girls thing.
Yeah, is that
I still
what
get
it
along
is?
With my sister pretty well. You know, I mean,
you're right.
Did more.
But she probably chats with mom more than like. You and brother would probably chat.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, my brother and I would, you know, more fishing and hunting and what, sure. Like, have done more stuff together. But yeah, my sister and I still get along pretty well. And so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I just wonder. As an only child, I got all the attention, Nick, all the attention. And I was the first grandkid, too. So I got
So you got an
double the attention. Yeah.
So looking back, like, is there anything about that you.
Bad thing?
You yeah. Looking back at it, is there anything you're like.
About
I feel
being
like I missed out on something or I wanted something different.
Well, sometimes I feel like it'd, you know, it'd be nice to, like, have, like, a brother, like, a relationship, like, that kind of relationship.
Sure.
Like, I'll never know, like, a brother-sister-brother relationship.
Right.
In that sense.
Yeah.
Like, a true, you know.
Like, a legit one. For all the challenges and rewards that come with that.
Yeah.
Because there's both to
I
it.
Mean, do I mean, I mean, I wouldn't trade what I, you know, my current only child status.
Sure, that's fair.
Go back and do it different. But, I mean, occasionally that thought crossed my mind. Like, or if people are talking about siblings, I'm like, I don't have.
Yeah, I'm just going to check out.
I don't have any opinion about it.
I have no thoughts on
I'm
this.
Out of here, yeah.
We want to hear from you as well. 7402 Mix. What are your thoughts on the only child, middle child, first child, youngest kid situation?
Who do you think has it better? Only first, middle, or the last child?
I probably had it better because my mom was probably so exhausted from the first two. She's like, yup.
So you're the last?
She gave up on me.
So you're the last then?
Yeah, she was already done and over with it. She's like, oh, you want to go and stay out till midnight? Go for it.
That seems to be the case. That's
yeah,
so
that was
funny.
The deal with my siblings too. I'm the oldest of the three, and yeah, my younger brother he had it so easy, so easy.
Well, you were just the experiment.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
Right, right.
Figured it out with me. Yeah.
Research and development.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes. There you go.
I gotta keep that one in mind. Research development. That's. I'm sure my brother would appreciate that.
I feel like we need to get your brother on the phone. I feel like we need his opinion in this.
Oh,
at
man.
Some point.
Trying to think what he'd be up to right now. Probably driving to work.
Maybe we could get him involved before the end of the show. Just we would love to hear his opinion on your brotherhood status.
I'm sure he wouldn't say anything bad. He knows.
No, he knows.
He knows better. No.
He knows what the oldest will do to him.
That's right. What are your thoughts? Any stories or anything? We'd love to hear from you about the childhood dynamic between oldest, middle, youngest kids on this middle child day. Love to hear from you. 7402 Mix, our number to call. Good morning and happy Monday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Monday. Hey, a quick thank you to everyone who joined us for the Bloody Bash yesterday at the Skyline Social and Games.
So who won?
So the winners were... Oh, I've got the actual sheet on my desk with all three of the winners.
Go get it, quick.
Can you fill for like 30 seconds?
Oh, sure. Dance. I can fill for about 30 seconds. So it's middle. There he goes. And he's off. He's around the corner and off to his desk. He's past the break room. Is he going to stop at the refrigerator? I don't know. Anyways, he'll be back in just a second. Talking about the Bloody Bash and the winners yesterday. And he's back, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that was record time. I was going to say, do you need a second to catch your breath?
I'm good.
Okay.
So I didn't want to misspeak on one of the categories. That's why I didn't just dive into it.
Well, that's smart. You're
because the one I couldn't remember was it's catching up with me.
That's always the case. You're good for a second. And then, okay.
So the three categories were best looking and best tasting Bloody Mary. And then we had the best beer chaser or snit category.
Oh, okay.
The beer category was won by Third Street Brew House, which is a place out of central Minnesota. There's a few beers from other places, not just local beers, but they won.
Okay, do you want me to read the rest?
I'm good. Best tasting Bloody Mary. Third place, Powerhouse Bar. Second place was Pike Lake Golf and Beach Club. They actually won, I think, last year.
What was so special about theirs? Do you remember? Like, is there, like... You know what? Do they have a bunch of accessories and stuff? You know what I'd say? You know, accessories.
So in the best tasting one, that's not as important.
Best taste. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because you're just going for flavor.
Oh, yeah. You want the... Yeah. You want a good bloody with the good stuff around the rim and all that.
Yeah. So the best... the Pike Lake one was just a good straightforward bloody. I did sample that one.
Nice.
The winner was McKenzie's, though, in the best tasting category.
Okay.
Best looking, though, that's where it matters with the stuff.
Yeah, see, yeah.
That's the accessories. What do you like on a bloody for accessories?
I'm not a big accessory guy. I tend to think if you have a bunch of accessories, you're just kind of hiding the fact that you're using cheap Bloody Berry mix.
Wow.
And I don't know that this is the case or not. I don't want to throw, hate out there. I'm just saying that, like, I prefer... I mean, honestly, just give me a celery stick if it's a good Bloody Mary. You know what I'm saying? I'll throw that celery stick away and drink the Bloody Mary. But I do like a good maybe like cheese or meat stick in it as well.
So there was a lot of classics where there was like an olive and a piece of meat and some cheese.
Yeah, meat and cheese I'll eat. Anything vegetable-y I'll just toss anyways.
So the best looking category, this is where this stuff comes in handy. Powerhouse Bar took third place. McKenzie's took second, so they won in the tasting, but took second in the best looking.
Okay.
And then Pike Lake won in the best presented Bloody Mary category.
Okay.
And they had a shrimp on theirs, and they had some other stuff.
Okay.
But the ones I sampled, there was not one I didn't like. So there's that.
Well, that's good. I mean, if you're entering a contest, you're probably not using just generic...
Right, but some people try to really spice theirs up or add a different angle, and so that might not be for everybody, but all the ones seem to be pretty generally speaking, straightforward in that sense. So anyway, those are the winners of the categories. The overall winner, though, I want to mention this, and this is thanks to everyone that showed up. The organization Never Surrender Inc., which helps out folks with ALS, looking to help find a cure, they raised over $22,000 yesterday.
Nice.
So that's
everybody.
The real winner in the whole situation.
Nice work, everybody. That's good.
Yeah.
So, and everybody had a good time.
Yeah. Weather
everybody
was great.
Enjoyed it. It was a beautiful day.
There was a little bit of a sprinkle, and I actually was joking around with Hunter McCullough, who's part of the Northwoods Band, who's playing music there. And we were talking at the very beginning of the event. Day looks great. Good job on the weather forecast. And we, chuckled about that. Yeah. And then toward the end of the event, rain shower.
Full sprinkle.
Skirted us. I mean, it sprinkled. That was it.
Yeah, I had that on my... Yeah, I was sitting on my deck yesterday, and I'm like, what? There It's like barely a cloud in the sky, and I'm getting rained on a little bit. I'm like, where is this coming from?
But I told him, I said, we spoke too soon. He goes, yeah. I know. I'm wrong sometimes. It's okay.
It's okay.
So it was a good time. Again, thank you to everyone that came out yesterday. Because, great event all around. And, of course, raising over $20,000 for a very important cause as well. So
nice job.
Good stuff. Coming up a little bit, we're going to see what's trending at the top here in Mix It Away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square Media station.
8:04 on a Monday morning. It is 63. Looking for high today, around 80 today. Going to see mostly sunny conditions through much of the day. A chance of rain showers later today. Maybe even a rumble of thunder possible this evening. Tomorrow, sunny, 81. Mostly sunny, around 80 again on Wednesday. And we start cooling off toward the end of the week with some rain chances Thursday and Friday.
The Duluth Harbor Monsters wrapped up their inaugural season at the deck over the weekend with a 46-44 win over the Iowa Woo to claim the first Arena Media Championship.
Trophy's pretty big. It looks pretty fun.
I didn't see a picture of the trophy yet.
Cool.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice trophy.
Nice trophy.
So congratulations to the Harbor Monsters on their inaugural season, winning the championship. Six teams, right? There's six teams or four teams?
Four to start. They're adding a couple teams next year.
They're the best of four teams.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well,
I know that came out sarcastically, yeah. But no, I'm not. Like, good job. Like, that's great.
So next year will be interesting because I have a feeling we're going to have a new rival. Eau Claire is getting a team.
Oh, let's go. We hate Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Football team.
Oh, that border battle is going to be, that rivalry is going to be strong.
Yeah.
But yeah. So again, big congratulations and looking forward to seeing how things change. Of course, as they add a couple teams, there will be some new things that'll be rolled in, I'm sure. So.
It was good first season for them.
So absolutely. Very
congratulations.
Exciting.
And we look forward to the future of the Duluth Harbor Monsters.
I also want to note that I've heard time and time again, I don't know actual numbers, but quick shout out to all the folks that went to games this year. Duluth continued to turn out like the best crowds in the league, which is awesome.
That's good.
So good work, everyone.
We also need other people to show up in the other leagues. Are they other teams, though? Otherwise, no,
this is true.
The whole league is going to go to.
You're like, you got any empty buildings, but yeah, exactly. Coming up here this morning, we continue our conversation about, it's Middle Child Day.
It is Middle Child Day. We celebrate the long-forgotten middle child.
Any perspective you might have or thoughts, takes, stories about oldest kid versus middle kid versus youngest kid or only kid for that matter, you can give us a call 7402 Mix or hit us up on our mobile app as well. And Tony, did you want to talk about the movie stuff too?
Yeah, we can talk about that. Disney, if you're a big Disney fan, they just had their big D23 convention over the weekend. And they have announced a bunch of new stuff, like they do every year. Movies, new additions to the theme parks, stuff like that. We can chat about that, because I know there's a lot of Disney fans out there.
Nice. Good stuff. That's all coming up here this morning. Music on the way as well from Ariana Grande. It's Dua Lipa now here mixing on.
Mix 108. Good morning. It is Good Morning Brew. It is Tony and Nick. We're talking about, it's Middle Child Day, so we'd love your phone call, 7402-MIX. Talk about what your feelings are about being a middle child, maybe the first child, the oldest child, the only child. 7402-MIX is our phone number. We'll take your calls in just a few minutes. But D23, have you heard of this, Nick? D23.
I've heard rumblings about that, yeah.
D23 is like Disney's yearly, like, fan convention.
Sure, yeah.
And at this convention, they generally like to announce upcoming projects, new things coming to the parks, etc.
Okay.
Everything Disney. So they announced a bunch of new movies.
Okay.
Including some new Marvel movies.
Sure. Okay.
Daredevil.
Oh, coming back.
Captain America, Brave New World.
Okay.
They also announced a big new musical coming to Broadway.
Oh.
Hercules.
Musical Hercules.
The heroic musical.
Okay.
And then they also announced the new Avatar movie coming out.
There's another one?
Well, they're doing 3, 4, 5, I think.
Oh, wow.
Maybe even 6.
Okay.
James Cameron's going bonkers with the Avatar.
All right.
The next Avatar will be called Avatar Fire and Ash.
That sounds...
Sounds ominous.
Yeah, it does.
Sounds ominous.
Yeah.
Of course, they announced Moana 2.
Okay.
Mandalorian and Grogu movie. Of course, the popular Disney Plus television show will be movie-fied.
I wonder why they feel they need to do a movie, too. I mean,
because it's popular and Grogu's cute, and they figure they can, and they don't have any other Star Wars ideas right now, apparently.
That's fair.
So let's just roll with this. All Toy right. Story 5 was also announced.
You know,
go ahead.
So this will be the fifth one. And I know that there are some movies where it's like, okay, there's another one. They've done a pretty good job with all of those so far.
The Toy Story movies are, they're good. But you got to remember that that's also a Pixar movie. So, I mean, it's Disney Pixar, but usually the Pixar movies are a little bit better than some of the Disney made movies these days.
Yeah, that's fair.
So Toy Story 5, they're continuing to do the live action thing. So they announced a new live action remake of one of their popular movies.
Which one?
It's not Lilo and Stitch.
I was going to say it's not Bambi, is
it? Nope. Wow. Lilo and Stitch is getting a live action remake.
I've heard rumors of that, and apparently it's true.
I mean, the little dude looks pretty cute. Stitch looks pretty cute.
Sure.
I mean, in the little footage that they share. Incredibles 3 is coming out.
Okay.
Here we go. Zootopia 2 is coming out. Frozen 3 is coming out.
Wow, really?
Lots of good original ideas.
Uh-huh.
Mufasa, The Lion King. This is also...
It's a prequel.
It's a prequel, but it is kind of a live action one.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, live action with...
CGI
animals.
Yeah.
Also, the long-awaited... live action Snow White movie is finally coming out.
Oh.
There's going to be a new Tron movie.
Oh, really?
Yes. Nine Inch Nails, I believe, is doing the soundtrack for it, too.
That seems
which is fitting.
Pretty cool. Yeah.
And The Rock came out. Of course, The Rock is big with the Moana movies. And
and
they're working on a live action Moana movie as well. And Moana 2. And The Rock is going to star in another Disney movie. Disney Monster Jam.
Really?
Yes, the monster truck phenomenon known as Monster Jam is coming to the big screen courtesy of Disney.
I wonder what they're going to do with
it. And The Rock. Like, there's been a couple of like monster truck movies over the years, and they have all been absolutely terrible.
Right.
Awful. So, if Disney can figure it out, I think there is an audience there. But they got to do it. They got to figure it out.
Yeah.
They got to figure it out. So I'm going to hold my opinions. I haven't. There's no footage or anything yet. It's just The Rock, Monster Jam logo, Disney logo. So
that's intriguing. Like you said, there's a lot of keep the franchise going situations going on there.
They also announced some new stuff coming to the parks. Fans have, and I'm excited for this one. Fans for years. Years and years have been asking for a villain theme park.
Oh.
Because there's all these other Disney theme parks and they're all happy and fun and blah, blah, blah. But I don't know if they got the memo or not, but it's 2024 and not everything's happy and fun and we like villains from time to time.
Sure.
Right? So they are actually going to do a whole villain's land.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, no, I think it's fun. I think that's coming to... Disney World, I believe.
Okay. Because there's a lot of fun you could have with that. You know, you lean into the...
Oh, for sure. I think it'd be great. And then... Because none of the villains have... I mean, you see some of the villains pop up in the rides just, you know, as...
Cameos.
Like the villain. Yeah. Like, but they don't have their own, like, you know...
Full-on space to...
Yeah, like themed area.
So who leads the charge is like a couple of the tentpole villains...
Oh, well, like Maleficent.
Okay, yeah.
I think is probably top dog.
Sure.
You know, and then you got the Gastons of the world and, you know, like a Gaston roller coaster. I'm all in on that or something like that.
But there's a lot. Yeah, Ursula.
Yep.
I mean, can you imagine a cool ride around Ursula? I would like to see like a battle of the villains, like a huge dark ride where like all the villains like battle or something like that.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. They also announced some other like stuff coming to like Disneyland. They're doing like a Lion King land and a Frozen land and some other lands.
So the fun theme thing is it can be good.
Well, you know, with Epic Universe being built in Orlando, Florida right now, Disney's got to, you know,
step up the game.
Got to step up the game a little bit. Otherwise, they're going to be left in the dust, I have a feeling. So yeah. They you know, gave the fans what they wanted. The biggest thing, the villain land. Yeah. So, looking for they haven't said when it's going to open. So at this point, it's here's some cool concept art and coming soon.
Well, you got to think they're not going to drag their feet on it, though.
Well, maybe. Well, they've done this before at D23, where they have announced stuff and then all of a sudden. Poof,
disappears.
Anyways, I'm sure we got a bunch of information about the new Disney stuff on our Mix 108 app or Mix108.com if you want to check that out and see all the new stuff coming.
All right.
In the next year or so.
Looking for your thoughts as well as Tony mentioned earlier about where you lie in terms of if you're the oldest kid, the middle kid, the youngest kid, if you're an only kid, any thoughts or stories you might have on that situation as it is indeed Middle Kid Day. We're celebrating that here at Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Monday and happy Middle Child Day to all the middle kids out there. If you are somewhere in the middle between the oldest and the youngest, it is your day today.
Today we celebrate the ones in the middle. Not the firstborn, not the lastborn, but the forgotten ones right in the middle. What was it like for you growing up? 7402 Mix, or if there, you know, some other siblings that want to sound off about their middle siblings, 7402 Mix.
So we got an interesting message in because we've been talking about this as though there's an odd number of kids. There's one, there's three.
No, you're right. It could be
five.
There could be the first, the last, and six in between.
Well, so Susan shares a different two kids. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I got in my house, too. Yeah, two kids. Yeah.
Here's what Susan says. Susan said, I'm the younger of two sisters. We're 5 years apart.
Just like Harrison and Rose.
Oh, really?
They're about 5 years apart.
Oh, let's see how this plays out. So here's what Susan said.
They're not obviously sisters.
Well, this is true. Susan said, I feel like I got it a little easier than my sister, but my parents did a pretty good job of treating us both pretty equally. The big thing that Susan said was, because remember, Susan's 5 years younger than her sister.
Yep.
She said, there's a lot of things at the time I'd see my sister getting to do that were frustrating because she got more freedom. You know, because she could drive first or whatever else,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She didn't get those freedoms right away because she was younger, and she, at the time, said she was frustrated by that.
Right.
But then as she got older, got it.
Yeah, so. Sometimes Rose will get mad if Harrison gets something that she doesn't.
Okay.
But then we have to also, explain to her sometimes, well, you also had 5 years of being the only child, and you got to do things.
Right.
Like you went to Disney with us and your brother wasn't even born yet. You know, that type of thing. Or you had 5 years of ice cream before your brother even had any ice cream. So don't complain if he doesn't get ice cream or you don't get ice cream or whatever the case may be. Like sometimes we got to explain that. And sometimes you got to explain that. Well, you're the older person here. You got to, you know, lead by example type of thing.
That's a good point. 7402 Mix, if you've got any thoughts on the whole sibling debate.
Who's got it better? The first, the middle, the only, the last child? Who's got it better?
I think the first and the last.
The first and the last.
Wow. Why the first and the last?
I don't know. Just in my experience.
Are you the middle then?
So, yeah.
Okay. That explains your answer.
Right, okay, that's fair.
Well, you enjoy Middle Child Day today, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate see you later.
So I think that's the first perspective we've gotten from the middle kid actually this morning. So yeah, that's it.
Enjoy your Middle Child Day today.
Yeah, exactly. If you have thoughts, let us know. 7402 Mix or hit us up on our mobile app on this Middle Child Day. You're in Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix, what a way morning brew. Good morning and happy Monday. It's Nick Cooper and Tony Hart along with Leah from WDIO. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hello. Happy Monday. It's a new week.
Happy Monday. Also, I mentioned this to you briefly before we came on the air. It is Middle Child Day. Happy Middle Child Day to all the middle kids. Now, you are not a middle child, as far as I know.
I am not. I'm the baby. I'm the youngest.
Okay.
Of two. So it's 50-50 odds here.
Well, so that's...
But I do play my position and my role correctly.
You lean into the baby thing?
I don't lean into the baby thing, but, like, I think, especially with, like, having been the last one graduated, like, the full empty nester syndrome hit my parents, and I kind of milked their little sad sappiness a little bit, just a touch. And was like, oh, I miss you.
Yeah,
and
right.
They buy into it, and I do miss them.
Sure.
It's not a lot. But I do pull that. And it's like my sister had all the teachers before, so she was like the trial run, and I would learn from all her mistakes or what worked for her. I'd be like, okay, like, this teacher is nice. This teacher is a little bit grumpy. Like, play my cards right. So then by the time they got me, they were like, oh, she was really easy. And it's like, because I had a guinea pig to do it all for
right.
me.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's a unique perspective. I hadn't thought about that. That's a good point about the teachers and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, like, she would know, like, I'd hear from her, like, who she liked, who she didn't like. And then if I ended up with them, I knew how to play my cards.
Yeah. We just got all the teacher. Yeah. We just got all the teacher assignments in our house. And,
okay.
Like, Harrison got a teacher. And it happens to be, like, a new teacher to the school, but. You know, big sister was, who did you get?
And right.
Anticipating that he would get like one of her old teachers or something. But,
sure.
Yeah. So that's kind of fun. Yeah.
Was everybody happy with the outcome? Sometimes it's a make or break moment when those letters came in the mail.
Yeah, well, like I said, like the teacher Harrison got is like kind of a, I believe like a new teacher to the school. So nobody, there's,
it's you unknown.
Know, yeah. Like the students within the school haven't come up with their own, like, you know, no thoughts yet. Yeah. Their storyline for that teacher yet.
That's good.
But we know a teacher that knows this teacher, and apparently the teacher's really good and everybody should be happy. So that's nice. Good.
That's good.
That's awesome. Man. That's what we want to hear.
Yep.
I know we were like, oh, school starting in just like less than a month already.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's, I'm not going to school, and thanks for that reminder. I'm kind of bummed out because that means, I mean, granted, we get a lot of nice weather in the fall, but that means fall's a couple weeks away.
Yeah.
I know. But I'm excited for September. I hear it's really nice here, so I'm assuming we'll have a couple more warm days in the mix, and those will be nice because everyone's back to reality.
Yeah. Well, so what's funny is when fall rolls around, every opportunity I get, I'll leave work as soon as I can, and I'll road trip somewhere in the Northland to go and, like, just enjoy the fall colors. Because you only get it for, like, at peak, you know, a week or so. And so you got to get
out. Yeah, they don't last.
Yep.
They don't last very long. And,
yep.
and it hits in different times, too.
It does.
In some areas. Like, they'll be a little bit ahead or behind.
Yep.
That's really cool. A little road trip moment.
Yeah.
No, and I'm hoping to get up to the Black Beach this weekend.
Oh, nice.
A little bit of a North Shore venture.
Okay. Telling you, you need to push all the way up to Grand Marais at some point and get yourself some Spinneroli's pizza.
Yeah, it looks real. They had beautiful Northern Lights last night. Everyone sending them in from Grand Marais was like spectacular.
Had I not been so tired from the weekend, I would have gone out myself. But there's no way I could have. And actually worked this morning.
I tried to look on my drive and I was like, I can't tell if I'm delirious or if I'm seeing something. Like, you know, when you're just like, I'm believing I see it, like I'm making it happen, even though it might not be true.
Right. So for the most part, we had a pretty decent weekend this weekend weather-wise. How's the week going to start off?
Week's going to start off pretty nice. We have a good stretch of some sunny days in those low 80s. So I'm looking forward. Naya and I are hitting the beach after work and we wrap things up here. But we'll start to see some showers moving in by Wednesday late in the overnight hours, and Thursday will be the washout of the week. That will be some widespread rain, some isolated storms. But we'll be drying up by the weekends, but it will bring our temperatures a little bit cooler just with all that rain and cool air mixing in.
I think, you know, the people that work outdoors would disagree with me, but I think for the people that don't, you know, the weekday rain is okay if we get nice weekends.
Yes. I could concur with that. But I don't think that these weekday rains are helping with the construction projects that we're
right,
all having
yeah.
to be dealing with. I know that I've been waiting for them, at least the ongoing ramps, to be open back up. I don't know how long it takes to do that, but they're working on it, and I think the rain has slowed them down.
Sure.
So it's inevitable.
The guarantee with some of these projects is when the snow flies, you know, some of them wrap up. Not all of them, but some of them do, so.
Agreed.
So just got to hang in
there. They got to be done. They got to be done by then. No one's working in the snow.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good day today. Enjoy your little adventure. And we'll
Thank you. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Going to kick off your workday 108 minutes commercial free, brought to you by The Beard, Nicolay Law, and nicolaylaw.com. Have music on the way from Taylor Swift, David Cray, and more coming up here at Mix It.